Simon, you're on because we're getting so many calls about the same topic. It's a technical issue, but go ahead, Simon. It's the property tax and revenue. Once again, a banana everywhere saying how wonderful everything is, and when you just pay your property tax by this evening. Thanks very much, Simon.
Yeah, I know. Well, I had arranged for my property tax and my dad's property tax to come out of my account, you know.
Yeah, so your bank account.
Yeah, my bank account. So I organised that last year, but then apparently this SEPA thing came in the new year.
The new payments system, yeah.
Yeah, the single area.
European-wide, yeah.
So then I got a letter from the from Revenue last week saying the bank has refused, you know, the payments. Please contact your bank. So I contacted the bank, and they said, it's because of this. You need the IBAN and BIC code thing, so contact Revenue, you know. So then I tried to get through to Revenue twice or three times last week. I can't get through to them, and, you know, tonight is a deadline, but it's just, you think they'd be able to kind of work it out themselves, really, you know.
You know, this is what Revenue say when we told them we were getting loads of calls about this. They're basically saying, I know I shouldn't paraphrase, in these circumstances, where it appears the account was rejected for a technical reason, Simon, it would be best if you would use an alternative option where you wish to pay in one lump sum. You can use one of the payment service providers such as OmniVan, PayZone, or Unpost, or by card online. So they're saying use another system.
I know, it's handy enough for them, all right, but you know, it ends up that we're the ones have to be on hold for like 20, 30 minutes. Like every time I call them, I have to hold so long that I have to hang up eventually, you know. And when I signed up for this method, I was asked for a bank account number and a sort code, you know. I wasn't asked for any IBAN or BIC code.
So your point is you did exactly what you were asked to do on the tin.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. So, and then when you did it, this is what Revenue say, it would be best to use an alternative option.
Yeah, well, if they had told me that in the first place, maybe.
Or ring our helpline, 1890-200-255.
And you can't, today I tried to ring that and it just goes dead. You can't even get, you can't even get an answer. You can't even get, you can't get through at all, you know.
So, the good news is the Revenue have extended the deadline. They were on all the radio stations this morning saying it was this evening, but now, obviously, they realise they can't cope telephone-wise or whatever. So they've extended not to tomorrow, because you couldn't do that because it's April Fool's Day and the Revenue don't make fools of us. Extended it to Wednesday night to get over that April Fool gag.
Yeah, there's a ring of familiarity about all of this, really, you know.
What's the ring of familiarity?
Well, this happened before, didn't it? They had to extend the deadline because something happened before. I can't remember exactly.
That was the same. We got loads of calls and they were... Anyway, stay there for a sec, Simon.
Sure.
Anna Scanlon in Waterford, 51551. As best you can, Anna, to keep our listeners, explain this, what happened to you when you went to pay your property tax.
Indeed. I, as your previous caller, I paid my property tax last year. Mm-hmm. And I got this letter last week which said that the payment had been returned unpaid by the bank. And, of course, that gave me a bit of a fright because I thought somebody had been into my account and taken all my money.
Mm-hmm.
Not indeed there'd be too much in there, but there was enough. So I got onto the bank and they just very nicely told me that it was to do with this new code that has come in and to get onto Revenue. Now, I got on to Revenue to the 200-255 after about 22 minutes. That was last week. And they just said it was to do with the bank. And the bank told me it was to do with the property tax. So I said, what exactly do I do now? Get on to the payments line or go to the post office? So I tried to get on to the payments line, but obviously I work, and there was about a 20-30 minute queue. So today, I happened to have a day off, so I phoned the payments line and told me I had 35 minutes of a wait.
And
I waited, count down, 34, 33. It stayed at 19 minutes for about 10, and then the line cut off. I rang them back 5 times after that to say there's a waiting time of about 1 minute, and once they had finished giving me the message, the line went dead.
Well, we're dialing that number now, 1890-200-255, to see what we're getting. Is it dialing? Let's hear the dial tone if it comes up.
You say
you got 35 minutes of a wait.
I did. On the 1890, 27, 37, 47 is the payments line. And, I mean, I've run that continuously from 9 o'clock until 12, getting 35, then 22. Now, I left my landline on loudspeaker, and I said, yes, I'll wait for the 35 minutes. Now I'm actually stopped in my car because I was going to the post office as a last measure because I didn't want to pay interest. But I just heard the deadline has been extended until Wednesday. Now, my big point is clarity. When that letter came out to us, it should have been explained what it was to do with a code error, not to say...
Yeah, that's a good point. Please call back later.
That's the revenue helpline.
Yes, not to say...
And it's gone. It's gone within seconds, by the way.
Yeah, it just says, please call back later.
It's gone.
I mean, I'm a decent citizen. I paid my property tax. And here I am. It's all up in the air. I know I can go to the post office, but I signed up, gave all my details.
Yeah, well, you've a dreadful phone line as well, Anna, if you can...
I'm sorry.
You say you can go... Well, see, Revenue say... Well, just...
Sorry, Joe. Yes, I had my mobile on loudspeaker, so that's possibly
better.
That
didn't help you. You say... They're basically saying use another option. They give you one option to say, and everyone is telling us it's not working, and your account is rejected, so it takes a few days for you to get that information.
Then they say,
just use another option. How do you react to that?
I am so angry because I did everything right. And as far as I was concerned, my property tax was paid. And when I spoke to the lady, there's an inquiries number at the top of the letter. I was so desperate and I got through there. And she said, if you don't pay it by 5 o'clock today, you will have to pay interest. I said, I will not.
No, they actually said that to you.
She did, yes, she did. If you don't by 5 o'clock this evening, I said, but I, as far as I'm concerned, I've paid my income or my property tax. I said, this has got nothing to do with me. This is between yourselves and the bank.
And the bank,
so
yeah, exactly.
Why penalise us and why put us... I'm an intelligent person. I'm able to use the phone and all these dial numbers and wait. But, I mean, for somebody who mightn't be quite as au fait with those... telephones and the waiting and all this, it's really not good enough.
Simon
and Anna, surely you've heard the various spokespeople. Josephine Feely was on, the Revenue Commissioner, Vivian Dempsey was on, I think, again, Anne Looney was on. I know their names off by heart because they've been on so often, and it's all sweetness and light. Surely you've heard their explanations.
Not good enough, Joe. Not good enough. The problem is with the code. The problem lies between the bank and Revenue, and it's up to them to sort it out.
Revenue saying it's up to you. If the way you're using, which as two of you are clear, is the way you've been told to go, and you're following the instructions, it would be best to use an alternative option.
Well, that's what I was about to do, but it means I've had a 10-mile drive there and back to the local post office. So I'm sure Revenue will refund my phone bill and also my petrol for taking the second option when I was good enough to pay up front for my property tax, as I thought. And this puts me in the present situation.
Anna, your six numbers for the lotto on Wednesday night are 4, 17, 22, 27. You have as much chance now.
I heard there's a very easy way to convert an account number and a sort code into an IBAN and a BIC, and they can do it on the bank website. So it should be pretty easy for the brains and Revenue just to figure out a way to get a BIC and an IBAN from an account number if they just get in touch with the bank.
Okay. Eugene McGinn.
Well, the funny thing about it, Joe, is I've been out of my home for a year. I've just returned home last week because I had subsidence and my home was a shell, so I could actually have deferred and not paid the property tax. But I thought, no, look, I have a home. It may be a shell. So I returned home last week, so I don't have my broadband back. And now it looks like I haven't paid my property tax, so I'm a bad citizen.
And tell us about your citizen that was sliding in one direction. Well, tell us about your subsidence, Anna.
Well, my home is about 10 years old, and about a year and a half ago, I got cracks all over my home, around my windows, doors sticking. And in April of last year, I had to move out of home, and everything I put into my home was totally, you know, taken away. There was nothing except the four walls. So it's taken just about a year to underpin it and put it all back together again. So I was back home just about a week ago. I'm slightly in the middle of chaos at the moment.
But
so
don't name names, Anna, but what was it, the builder's fault or the land it was built on? Or
It probably would be to do with the land that was built on initially, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so your house was just sinking?
It was sinking, yeah. The only good thing was that I'm a semi-detached and the house next door to me was actually holding me up. So I would have been like your man in Florida who went down the swallow hole. So I wouldn't have been worried about property tax today, Joe, because A, I wouldn't have had a property, and B, I would have probably been swimming down the black water.
But you're back into your house after a year anyway.
I'm back in home, thanks be to God.
And are you happy it won't subside?
They assure me, they in brackets assure me that if everything else goes down underground around me, I would still be standing.
Okay. And you're not, when you go back into a house having had that cloud, so to speak, hanging over you, do you not feel, oh God, I'll be worried now, wake up tomorrow, try and open a door and it'll be jammed or a window or... In other words,
no.
Will you start seeing subsidence where it doesn't exist?
I hopefully not.
Okay,
it's all been newly painted, and I can assure you, Joe, if there's the slightest hint of a crack, I'll be back onto my insurance again.
Okay, Anna, hopefully. Eugene McGuinness. Eugene is in Kilkenny. Eugene, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
You said...
No, Joe.
Your point, yeah, but I know you're involved in politics, aren't you, in Kilkenny?
I'm not, actually. My family certainly are, Joe,
okay.
But I'm not, no.
Okay, okay. Go ahead.
No, Joe, what I was saying was I see on the paper and on television that the revenue, they're very eager to display the technology that they're using to find anybody who has underpaid a property tax, mm-hmm. including using Google Earth. Well, that being the case, surely it's incumbent on the revenue to ensure that anybody that is overpaid, they should track down those people as well and refund the difference.
Eugene, you're ringing us on the... Last Friday was Funny Friday. It's not funny. There's no jokes. you're not from a family of politicians. You're from a family of comedians coming up with that line. You want the revenue...
That could very well be the case, Joe.
You want revenue to use the technology of Google Earth, which they are using and harnessing, they say.
Absolutely.
Want them to use to find the people who overpaid and return the difference.
Yeah, but surely it's incumbent on them to do so, Joe. If they're maintaining that they can find all these people, I saw them on the television, and they were very eager to display all that technology. That technology will tell them the people have overpaid as well. And, I mean, is it a case of do as I say and not as I do?
Okay.
Because, if they have the technology, that's what they should be doing. Yeah, absolutely. And as you rightly say, maybe it is... I do come from comedians down here in Kilkenny, but certainly the revenue, it's incumbent on the revenue to refund that difference, Joe.
Well, look at their response when we put it to them that people were having difficulty paying through one of the methods they suggested and following one of the methods they suggested. And D says, the revenue said, in these SEPA payments, in these circumstances where the account was rejected for a technical reason, it's just best to use an alternative option.
It's quite amazing, Joe. You see, okay. People, the revenue know full well that people are so frightened when revenue is mentioned that the vast majority of people are going to find any option they possibly can. They're going to run to pay. And I think there was so many people that overpaid their property tax. I can't be accused of that, of course. I paid what I should have paid, but there are so many people that overpay them. You're quite right, of course. The revenue are most certainly not going to use any of their considerable...
Well, maybe they are. I don't know.
Sorry?
Maybe they are, Eugene.
Well, I think it's incumbent on them to do so. There's no question about that. I mean, they're tracking down the people that underpaid. It must be incumbent on them to do the opposite. It has to be. But I don't see that. I mean, I find it as funny as your listeners probably do.
Okay, Eugene McGuinness, Anna Scanlon, thanks indeed. 51551. Sean Daly in Longford, you had the same problem when you tried to pay your property tax. What happened?
Same thing happened to me, Joe. Basically, the letter arrived in the post saying that due to requested on payment from your bank, and the payment hadn't been taken from your account. So I contacted my bank. And said, listen, I said, I'm going to get this letter from revenue to make sure everything is okay. in terms of all, like, obviously that I still had enough money in the account. And they said, yeah, there's no problem with the account whatsoever. We don't see a payment from revenue here or request a payment from revenue. So they asked me where my IBAN and big up to date. And I said, well, as far as I was aware, they were. So I checked them and went back on to the LPT website and just double-checked them. And in fairness, the when I put the payment in last year, Joe, it was the old system, so it hadn't converted to...
SEPA, yeah, the new SEPA system, yeah.
So I just went in, and the account details that revenue had requested were different to the ones that were on the LPT website. So I just updated those, and I said the payment had been paid.
Okay, it's a pity your line is just so dreadful, Sean. Sorry.